This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Several groups peddling altruistic intentions want to inject more women with Depo-Provera despite mounting evidence of serious side effects, ranging from blindness and pulmonary clots to weight gain and breast cancer. The injectable birth control stops pregnancy for 3 months and curtails fertility for nearly 3 years. While it's widely accepted that birth control changes behavior, even without behavior changes, the injectable contraceptive acts in several ways to make women's bodies more susceptible to infections like HIV. The desire to increase its use is made more suspicious after considering that sub-Saharan Africa is the primary target of this birth control effort. Communist lawmakers are lauding a bill moving through Chile's legislature that would liberalize abortion. The bill is considered a first step towards full decriminalization of abortion. This is Life News Radio. CFAM and LifeNews.com agree a global tax operated by the United Nations is one of the most dangerous ideas imaginable for the unborn child. The money currently funding the UN has some healthy restrictions placed on that funding by elected legislators. But the Tobin tax on worldwide money changing would change that and allow unelected UN officials to decide what is humanitarian and what is not, and fund it. This election year, make it clear to your candidates that the UN Tobin tax is off limits. The Zika virus has lost its connection to microcephaly in recent studies. While warm nations have more mosquitoes and more microcephaly, the two fail to form a connection in studies that were already underway before the latest Zika virus media scare. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.